Welcome to session 8, and this is the final session talking about depression. And I hope that what I have shared has been of some benefit to you. How do we prevent depression? We must find ways to handle stress and improve on our self-esteem. And this is very important. Understand your body, understand when you are stressed, improve on your stress management skills and improve on your self-esteem. What are the things that make you feel bad? Look at the positive side. Look at your achievements, your accomplishments. You may need to repeat them to yourself many times. And look at how faithful God has been in bringing you this far. Also, take good care of yourself. Get enough sleep. Eat well. Exercise regularly. Remember, we're talking about prevention. And so this is for people who have not been diagnosed with depression. Take good care of yourself. No one can take care of you like you would take care of yourself. Reach out to family and friends when times get hard. Reach out to family and friends when times get hard. Practice Proverbs 4:23. Guard your heart. Many times we don't guard our hearts. People, you know that A is a stressful person. Whenever he calls you, he leaves you stressed. I say to people, your phone is your property. You decide to answer or not to answer. Somebody sends you a text message that is insulting. You have a choice to either read it or not. Somebody sends you a WhatsApp message. You have a choice to either read it or not. Guard your heart. Watch your speech. The brain is responsible for nearly all functions of the body and for interpreting sensory information from the world around you. That's why it's important for you to guard it. Your brain interprets everything that's happening around you. You watch a movie. It's a scary movie. And as at that time, you don't feel scared. And you pride in the fact that I'm tough. I can watch this. What happens is it deposits something in your mind. Your brain will interpret it later on. Many of the causes of fear and anxiety and depression has to do with a lot of the stuff that we have watched on TV. So it's important. Your brain functions like a stick-on. Whatever is imprinted on it, through the different sense gates, the ear gates, the eye gates, the nose gates, the mouth gates, the touch gates, is imprinted on it and it forms a memory in your brain. And knowing this is important because it will help you in really taking care of your brain. I say this to people a lot, to wake up first thing in the morning and watch news, bad news, things, bombings all over the world. It's not a good way to start your day, or to put on the social media and somebody is sending you videos of people who have been dismembered. It's not the best way to start your day. It will affect how your mind is programmed to function at the beginning of the day. Watch what is said to you. It affects your thinking. You need to watch it. You need to set boundaries. You need to be able to say, I'm not going to allow you to say this to me. You need to stop this now. I won't allow you to be this rude to me, that kind of a thing. So watch what is said to you because it affects your thinking. Refuse pressure. Sometimes people say to you, you need to do this. You need to do it now. If it's not done now, the question I always ask, will the world stop going round if I don't do it now? And now that's different from procrastination, but that's pressure, refusing to be pressured. create and sustain boundaries, okay? What can be done to you, what can be said to you. And then finally, talking about prevention of depression, self-instruction. Speak to your mind. Many people do not know that their mind is their property and that they can direct it. Speak to your mind and direct it in the line you want it to function. Speak to your mood. Keep speaking to it. I'm not sad. I refuse to be sad. I'm not unhappy. I refuse to be unhappy. Now, when you've done a self-introspection and you look at why you are feeling that way, the next thing you need to do is to speak to your mood. Having dealt with the issues that are relating to that mood, then speak your mood, your low mood, back into high mood. Speak to your body. Tell it what to do. Get up in the morning grateful. Get up in the morning saying to yourself, I can do all things. The I can do it spirit. The I can do it attitude. This is very critical in preventing depression. I hope you have been helped by this series of 8 podcasts. Please go back to the website where you have listened to this from. And if you need to contact us for professional help, our number is on the website and feel very free to reach out. Thank you very much, and I hope you have been blessed by this. Bye-bye.